The Golden Rule. So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also in return to them. Matthew 7:12. If everyone truly would treat others the way themselves would like to be treated, life will be a heaven on earth. The Golden Rule is commonly used and quoted even in secular literature. As Christ sums up his Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5-7, he states that this, the Golden Rule, is the law and the prophets. How can this one sentence summarize God's entire law? In the Ten Commandments, the first four commandments pertain to honoring God. When God is in the right place, the whole world will become all right. God is the great judge. He will ensure that whatever we sow into the lives of others, we will reap in our own life. When our relationship with God is right, He helps us with the one critical element in our life, which is true and sacrificial love, as Christ loves us. This enables us to empathize with others and build strong relationships. The last six commandments pertain to our relationship with others. Paul highlights several times that love fulfills the law. Be indebted to no one except to one another in love. For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. Romans 13:8. Derivations of the Golden Rule. When we are in harmony with God, we are in harmony with each other. God is our rewarder. He gives as we give, Matthew 6:4. He forgives as we forgive, Matthew 6:12. He rewards as we love, Matthew 5:27. He judges as we judge, Matthew 7:1. He blesses as we bless, Matthew 5:7-11. The Golden Rule today. In today's competitive and often cutthroat world, how can we be such nice guys? Won't we be taken advantage of? Jesus' principles are powerful and practical. Love is not a sign of weakness, it is a sign of phenomenal strength. To face people maligning us and attempting to win them over takes courage. The world needs this tough love to regenerate itself. What we face has no comparison to the slaughter the Lamb of God faced. More importantly, He is with us every step of the way. As we obey, we are countering the degeneration of the world and bringing life and strength back to souls. We are bringing more life into the kingdom of God, which is gradually taking over this world. Are we reaching out with the love of Christ to bring encouragement, joy, and hope to lives today?